It's so polite, it's so thoughtful and empathetic and sweet. It's the kind of country that loves dogs and gives directions to strangers that we put up with it for 4 years. But we can't anymore. We just can't.
Folks, are you excited? Do you feel the excitement leading up to this election? The comms are tremendous leading into Vegas. President Trump hints at a too big to rig scenario. The sparks continue to fly with Tucker. The black community is growing for Trump. They're sharing all over social media. Hillary is out there again, kind of promoting herself a little bit strange. And the enemy is in panic, knowing their loss will lead to mass arrests for treason. Tell you what. What a great day to be alive. We're going to have a wonderful weekend. Let's get to it. I want to start with this. Check this out, folks.
Update to a story we've been following, a lawsuit filed by BART workers who lost their jobs over a COVID vaccine mandate. A federal jury has sided with the fired workers. There are six of them total in the lawsuit, and each will receive more than $1 million. The workers argued BART did not accommodate the religious vaccine exemptions. BART has not commented on yesterday's decision.
Vengeance is mine, saith the Lord. I've been telling people that. If you go grab my, just thought of this, wasn't thinking about this until just this moment. If you go grab my book, I talk about that all the time, how folks had it out for me for being a believer. And you just stay patient. You let our Heavenly Father take care of these things. And before you know it, it all comes back and becomes a wonderful story. So remember that for those that got fired for not taking the demonic jabs, you're going to be taken care of, and just get out there and continue to pray. So here's a great ad for President Trump for Miami, Florida, that's playing all over there.
I'm Donald Trump, and I approve this message.
Oh, yeah, that makes you want to just get up in your living room and dance around. Or if you're listening in your vehicle, you're kind of just doing, you know, just moving around. I will vote for Donald Trump. Woo! For Donald Trump. I love that song. Then he heads into Vegas and to Havana Cuban Kitchen and Bakery in Las Vegas, Nevada, and they're going crazy. Check out that sombrero next to him.
Thank you, everybody.
Yeah. And while they're all excited and having fun, the media is trying to scream out questions to him to try to bait him into something terrible. But I can't imagine. They're all getting paid by the CIA and some other three-letter organizations to go out there and do their lies. Can you imagine being a real human being? You're paid to do this work. And everywhere you go that President Trump shows up, they're screaming and they're excited and loving him. And they're just like, man, why did I sign up for this? Everywhere I go. Check this out in Vegas, the inside of the building. Oh, yeah. And if you think that's a good view, well, here's another angle for you. Check it out. Oh, And that just gets you kind of choked up right there. Are we ever going to have a time like this again in our history, in our life, when so much excitement is wrapped around freedom for our country, the wake up of millions of people around this entire earth, excited to go see a guy who gives the speech, pretty much the same type of speech, almost, you know, over and over again, but people just want to be together and celebrate this country once again, wake up and say, you know what, never again are we going to have 1,000 poisons put into our food products. Never again are we going to open our border and let 30 million people in. Yeah, I said it 30 million because that's the information that's been coming out. Never again are we going to remove the Bible or prayer out of our schools. We're going to do all we can to bring it back. Never again are we going to be taxed, our income tax. That's going to go away. You can sense it. You can feel it. You know, even the Post endorsed President Trump for, you know, the president, the clear choice for a better future. George pointed this out. New York Post, one of the biggest newspapers in the country. They picked the following: a secure border, sensible immigration citizen system, safer cities and support for law and order, a thriving low tax and low regulation economy for all, fueled by an energy policy that supports industry and households, common sense policies that restore the power of parents to choose what is best for their children on school choice. You know, guys, remember we even made an announcement for those that homeschool, $10,000, tax-free. It's best for children on school choice. Get away from the gender surgery, trans athletes playing in female sports. An America that's respected on the world stage, feared by our enemies and trusted by our allies. Only one candidate can credibly claim to lead us there, and that's President Trump. Many folks are finally realizing that. And remember, we showed an interview on MSNBC. We had some more from that interview.
And I myself come from an immigrant family. Yeah. I'm Guatemalan. And for us, like, seeing the new immigrants come in, it's just, they're more violent. It's more chaos. They do more bad than anything. And we've been here for longer than them. And it's starting to affect us more because, like, stuff is getting stolen. They're making us look bad as immigrants that we stayed longer than them.
I agree with the idea of mass deportation, largely. You have criminals in this country who are destroying our nation. They're coming in here, getting earmarked bills and policies to open up businesses, get free housing, get access, easier access than those who are legally immigrated to this country, to welfare and other benefits. So, like, as a taxpayer, we have to pay for these guys to have luxuries of life, and we don't get anything.
So it's amazing, right? This information flying out through MSNBC out of all places. And, man, these folks are making their points known no matter what, and it's good to see. And it's also good to see it's folks like Mary out there. She found this. President Trump was going down into Vegas out of his airplane. A 23-second video was posted by Dan Scavino. Well, 23 seconds, 23 is pain. Now comes the pain. Good catch there, Mary. Great to see you out there. Also, Trump is the favorite in the 2024 election under the latest national polling. That's right. The Electoral College win probability, 91.9%. 91.9%. How about that? Looking good. And so anyway, True Stormy Joe was out there also showing some really interesting stuff. He was on a Brainstorm Joe, and they were talking about whether or not Kamala was part of the show. They had a funny moment because they were talking about Fox putting up Kamala 17. See that? Beyond electing Kamala Harris, top issue motivating you to vote, disliking Trump, 17%. Huh. But just now, while they were there, she opened up her rally. She had a rally, that's right, with a story on how she met Obama. Guess how many years ago?
I may know. It was over. It was 17 years ago. It was over 17 years ago when I took a trip to Springfield, Illinois. It was a cold February day. And I went there to support this brilliant young senator who was running for president of the United States.
Interesting, right? Central casting. I don't know. Just kind of throwing that out there. What do you guys think? Kamala Harris facts. Yeah, she was raised in Canada, not California. Not African-American. She's Indian and Jamaican. We know this. Political career started out of an affair with a married man. Imprisoned over 2,000 blacks for minor drug charges and held them past their release date for free county labor resource. slave labor, basically. Descendant of Hamilton Brown, one of the largest slave owners, traders in Jamaican history. And, you know, this stuff all plays out when they have their big rally for Harris. Guess what the star-studded Georgia rally lineup had to offer? Barack Hussein Obama. Bruce Springsteen. And boy, did he sound terrible. I was going to play a clip from him, but it didn't really sound like he could really play anymore. It sounds like he's lost his mind, or maybe it's not even him, because the guy that got up there to sing just didn't sound right. Let's see, do I have that clip? I think I do. If I can just scroll down a little bit over here where I saved. Oh, yeah. Well, here's a picture of Springsteen. Why is Springsteen's grandma on stage having a wardrobe malfunction? This is Bruce Springsteen still the boss? Look at this. Kind of a strange photo of this character. It makes me almost wonder when I look at this, you know, you see the perfect skin right there on the chest area leading up to the face. It almost makes me wonder when you see those folks and they put on the masks, right? It's almost like this full body from the, you know, the waist all the way up to the face, and then they put the fake hair on there. Almost kind of reminds me of that, if that's maybe what's going on. I don't know, because the person that was singing, it didn't really sound like the same guy at all. And I'm trying to find that clip, but maybe I don't have it now. Oh, you had it. Here it is.
Stay on the streets of this town, and they'll be carving you up all right. Say you gotta stay hungry. Well, I'm just about starving tonight. I'm dying for some action. I'm sick of sitting around here trying to write this book. I need a love reaction. Come on now, baby, give me just one look. You can't start a fire sitting around crying over a broken heart.
How about that? Did you guys cover your ears? Did your dog start howling in the living room? Oh, my goodness. Oh, what's going on? Oh, what else is going on? Speaking of dogs. Oh, Hillary Clinton. This is another one to make your dog scream, but I don't know. She said something kind of strange.
And he has actually gained support when you look at the numbers, especially with key groups like Black men. That is something that the Harris campaign has been working on. Why do you think he's gaining support then?
People, I think, find him to be a strong man, and that's very attractive.
Somebody put this meme together. Some people find President Trump to be a strong, attractive man. Well, my goodness, I can't even believe those words slipped out of her mouth. Oh, but again, if you look at the eyes, you know, I always try to point this stuff out, but, you know, just for those that are into this kind of stuff, if you look at the eyes, look how dark right over the eye on both sides, almost like there's an eye inside of something, like a mask or something. I don't know. Just makes me wonder for all those that out there going, you know, conspiracy, that's not true. I know, but to those that can see it, they can see it. I've got some more from Hillary in a moment, but first I wanted to share with you guys, you know, we had this amazing interview with Ascent Nutrition, and we talked about hemp, the brain, stress, maha, and defeating fear, and it's below this video, one of the first links you'll find, actually, and I encourage you to go check it out. I learned so much about the 1930 anti-hemp propaganda caused a moral panic. There was hempcrete homes, there's hempcrete shoes. Did you guys know that? There's hempcrete clothes and plastics and so much more. I mean, there's a picture right there in case you're looking at your screen. Hemp biofuels. I mean, I learned a lot from Lance. And he provided just detailed information, if you're looking at your screen, about the whole hemp system and the differences between that and the THC. And boy, did I finally come away understanding exactly why it helps me too. And so I'm going to play a clip from this, and then you're going to see something from them. Here you go.
There's a lot of information out there on CBD, and that's like the main constituent or the main cannabinoid within hemp that's been studied. But there's more than just CBD. And just like anything in nature, yes, we can isolate compounds and they can have effects. But also it's sort of like, well, did God want that? Is that the way that they've been designed in nature to be isolated and taken apart and just used individually? I think in some circumstances, yes. And like, we know it works, but also like, we don't need to mess up what's already been created. So what happens is they look at the entourage effect, which is instead of just taking the individual parts, it's more of like the sum of the parts equals the whole. So
pretty cool, right? And so here's some more information on that, and it's in the description box below. But folks, you know, I've been suffering with a lot of pain. I talk about it all the time in my interviews about the pain in my back. I couldn't play golf. I'd play maybe 5-10 shots on the driving range. My back was killing me. My whole body was in aches and pains. And I finally realized I needed to do something about it and finally found a substance called full spectrum hemp oil that really takes most of the pain away from me. And I was so excited because I didn't really understand how it works. And I had a little fear because of the plant pictures and all that through the years. And we got a great time, you know, with this interview. If you guys missed it, from Ascent Nutrition, we had Lance on to explain it all. It was phenomenal. You don't want to miss that interview. I'm play a clip from that here real quick.
We've got is so organically grown here in the U.S. You know, a lot of companies are sourcing their hemp from the Netherlands, which is fine. Like, I don't have anything against that. Obviously, if we can grow it here in America, it helps us economically. It helps the environment as well, because we're not, you know, doing all the shipping and all that.
Plus, if Trump wins, you know, you don't want that tariff either.
Exactly.
So we had a great talk, and it was just wonderful to really get an understanding of, you know, I kind of scroll through this, of, you know, the history behind what hemp is and how they've lied to us through the years of, you know, trying to demonize a lot of the areas of that. And he gave us a really good rundown, so you don't want to miss that. But you go into, you know, below the video and click on the link for Ascent Nutrition's hemp oil. It's right there at the very top of the video. You just click there, and you'll see that they have these products there to explain exactly how they work, everything that you need to know from that website, the infusion methods, the Ascent Nutrition full spectrum oil compared to CBD oil, and how they even have it to elevate your pet's health with the trusted hemp oil. I'm telling you, it's the taste is absolutely amazing. Anything, it's way different than anything I've ever had before and more. And so you can get two, you get free shipping if you buy two of them, and or you subscribe, you get 10% off plus free shipping. That's in the description box below. Check it out today.
And you know, one other thing that you'll see next week, Caitlin, is Trump actually reenacting the Madison Square Garden rally in 1939. I write about this in my book. President Franklin Roosevelt was appalled that neo-Nazis, fascists in America were lining up to essentially pledge their support for the kind of government that they were seeing in Germany. So I don't think we can ignore it.
So give the talking points to everyone out there. You know, they called Bush Hitler. They called, let's see, Romney Hitler, McCain Hitler. I mean, they anything dealing with Republicans, you know. And so, of course, somebody put this meme together. Well, it's Trump. It's literally Hitler Day. Again, just like it's Groundhog Day, like the movie. I love that. Need a little humor. Of course, somebody came out there, a former top aide for Mike Pence, calls Kelly accusations simply not true.
Well, I'm responding to one general who made egregious comments that are simply not true, that are manufactured. If they were true, obviously the American people would have known about it before then. You all know how the White House was covered. There were no secrets at that White House related to what the president was saying or thinking. This is, once again, we're in October of an election year. Right. And people associated with the military-industrial complex or every other facet of government, which has been incapable of controlling and manipulating Donald Trump, is once again seeking to throw a curveball to the American people. The difference is it almost worked in 2016. Fortunately, it didn't. It did work in October of 2020, but the American people now see through it. my view is this story, while it's gotten a lot of attention, it will get no traction. This will have zero impact on the American people, because this is exactly the kind of thing that's been done to Donald Trump and his family time after time after time. And the reason he is so far ahead in the polls and has all the momentum right now, and they're resorting to these ridiculous attacks, is because they're losing and they can't talk about the border. They can't talk about foreign policy, and they can't talk about the economy.
Information continues to fly out to the masses to let them know they're making all this stuff up. The woman accusing Trump of groping her for 31 years ago worked for Obama. What a coincidence. Stacey Williams, a former supermodel, is now following her lifelong passion for organizing Stacey Williams, remember? Organizing by working with clean tech for Obama. She returned home to watch the Obama acceptance speech with her young daughter. Yeah. So leading up to the election, guess what they're going to do? We know they're going to try to cheat. Everything they do on the left seems like cheating. Check this out.
Right here in Bucks County, we've got this Democratic Center they've opened up here. Of course, in Bucks County. Look, Harris, but it's all covered up in block. They're hiring $25 an hour. They won't tell you what it's for. I've asked these two dudes here. But you see this right here? Getting ready to do something here. And what do you know? It's right next to the post office in Bucks County. Isn't that interesting, huh? Two guys in here. They won't tell you what's going on, but I asked them for a job. They told me no, get out of here. I guess maybe because my hat said USA on it. They didn't want me to work here. But let's talk to them, see if they're hiring. Guys, what are you guys doing in here, you said? You
don't know, let's talk to them.
You're covered up and blocked, right? These two guys right here, they work here. Yup, and they're getting ready. They're covering something up right next to the post office. You see this? Look at these guys. Here they are. I got you. See, everything is blocked in here. They're hiding everything they're doing. They're saying because... They said because it's too bright outside. I guess they're some sort of vampires or something. Look at them.
That's some kind of vampire.
I got you guys. We're all set, okay? I just want to make sure you guys aren't hiring me, though, right? Not what the USA have, right? No. Well, just tell me, what are you guys doing to get ready to do next to the post office? Tell me what I can do. I want to work here. I want to work here in the shade, too. It's hot outside.
He's getting them good. Oh, man. Let's see. Voter fraud investigation in Mesa County.
One received a notice and alerted the clerk's office to fraud. Another voter contacted the office after learning from the state's ballot tracking system that their ballot had been turned in by someone else. Election officials began comparing signatures and noted some of them appeared to be signed by the same person. They launched an investigation, but not before three of the stolen ballots had already been counted. Those ballots cannot be retrieved, and the votes will count, but the three voters will receive new ballots.
This shows the resiliency of our process here in Colorado, that if somebody tries to do nefarious things, it will be discovered through our processes.
Mesa County.
It'll be discovered, but also counted. Does that make sense? Yeah. I hope the RNC is going in there and taking care of that one, because... doesn't make sense.
Stop provoking.
When he thought he would be headed back to the booth, the poll worker instead told him he actually could not vote.
So somehow someone went to early vote, had my first name, last name, date of birth, and changed my address and was able to vote as me.
That's very alarming.
Yep, somebody voted as... Yeah. So you know what? That's kind of another big reason we should do the early voting, right? Catch all this ahead of time instead of waiting till the very day of the election. Oh, there's another reason to vote on election day. Not vote on election day, but do it early. Well, there's a hurricane possibly coming into Florida on, November 5th, I believe. 4th. What date do they have it down? I think I'm going to show you this in a minute. But first, I wanted to get to this. A voting experience today.
Yo, what's up, everybody? Listen, I went today and did my civic duty, and I did the early vote. But before I walked in to go vote, it was a white lady standing up there with some, snow white hair. She said, hey, sir, have you any information on who you're voting for? I said, well, I'm already registered because I'm thinking that's what she's going to ask me. She said, well, maybe you have some interest in the Democrat Party. And I'm going to tell you something, what I did to her, because when I first walked up, I didn't have this on. I did this right here. I say, do you want to give me some information on the Democrats now? She was like, okay, sir, you have a good day. But I'm going to show y'all how I actually did the thing when I went in and voted. Check it out.
Yeah, baby.
So he's getting down his ballot and he's picking, you know, all Republican straight all the way. And he's just letting everybody know his experience. And so numbers are starting to pour in. You got the Dan Bishop, Republican U.S. Representative, NC8.
Instead of running for re-election to Congress, I'm running for Attorney General of North Carolina. So I've got very close eyes on how things are rolling out in North Carolina. We commenced early voting last Thursday, the 17th of October. And through 6 days, it is a stunning set of developments. You've heard that Republicans are turning out, or Republican voters are turning out strongly in all the swing states. North Carolina, of course, is considered a swing state, although I think Trump's doing better right here even than in others. But look, this is the key stat right now. Through day six, Democrats early vote, including both mail-in ballots and in-person early voting, is off 365,292 votes. Now, GOP in total, and when you include mail-in ballots, is also down just 22,000. But on the whole, we are repeating the, you know, because that 2020, the turnout, when you consider both mail-in and whatever you might say about that, and in-person yeah. early voting, was a blowout. Well, Republicans are repeating that phenomenon, just slightly down in total. But on the in-person early voting, Republicans are up about 75,000. The message through the base this year, particularly in North Carolina, but I'm sure everywhere, has been vote down the ballot. President Trump needs allies, but also go early and vote. The Republicans, the posse, you know, and others have gotten the word, and it is rolling out. I've never seen anything like this, the development of Republicans showing up early to vote and banking those votes and fighting the Democrats in the system that exists.
Here we go. It's getting good. We're starting to see the numbers pouring in. Feels like Trump is hitting that there might actually be a point where even they think stealing the election is impossible.
And by the way, we're leading in Michigan by a lot. We're leading in Wisconsin by a lot. We're leading in Pennsylvania by a lot. But I'm not supposed to say that. Just forget it. Pretend it's close. Everybody has to. No, they're afraid that if you hear that, they're not going to vote. I said, well, it's a double-edged sword. You know, if we're leading by a lot, they won't think about cheating as much as if we're just leading by a little bit. Because we got to stop. We got to make these elections honorable and honest, and we're going to do it.
Got to make them honorable and honest, and we're going to do it. We being those that are in charge of the country, no matter how they try to play this one out, there's still an enemy out there that tries to control the weather. I wanted to show you this in a moment. First, I wanted to give you a great video clip that was put together for all of us to see of what President Trump does in one day. Kamala can't even... David Harris put this out, day in the life of Trump. Meanwhile, Kamala can't even answer questions or do interviews. Look at all that he goes through in a day.
Early, it is 7:30 a.m. and we are leaving Trump Tower and heading to Fox Studios. President Trump was excited to join Fox and Friends Live from the famous Curvy Couch. Never far behind are the men who keep our boss safe every day, and we are thankful for them. The day continues rolling as he joins Dan Bongino for a live stream, and he never leaves without signing a MAGA hat. Now on to our third interview of the morning with legendary WWE's Mark Calaway, also known as The Undertaker. We film a quick TikTok, depart the city, and 2 hours later, we are wheels down in Michigan. President Trump stops by to shake hands and thank the tireless Michigan campaign team. The motorcade heads to our next stop, where President Trump arrives to speak at a roundtable on building America's future. If you're lucky, he may even sign your shirt. Pulling into our final event of the day, and before he heads on stage, he always makes time to take photos with law enforcement. And now the fun begins. There is nothing like the energy of a Trump rally. President Trump delivers his promise to make America safe and prosperous again. It's not over until you see the iconic Trump dance. And just when you think he might be finished, he has his fourth interview of the day and calls into a telerally for Carrie Lake. It's 1 a.m. back in New York City, and that's a wrap.
1 a.m. 7 a.m. to 1 a.m. Man, what an amazing journey for President Trump. We're going to tell you about these the hurricane stuff in a moment. First, amwenow.com is where we're at. Truth, hope, faith, and freedom. Folks, you know you can find all of our videos there. Our social media links are there. You can subscribe to our newsletter and so much more. Also, just wanted to let you know that you can wear our gear. I want to show you this picture I received. Pretty cool. Somebody sent a photo. Said they found the sign in front of a subdivision in our county, which is one of those places where the good old boys usually control things. We have a Pfizer plant in our country, county. Excuse me, Pfizer. It says Pfizer, maybe Pfizer. I don't know. Anyway, just wanted to make sure you guys get a shout out and thank you for putting that sign up. Would love to see amwenow.com just to kind of direct folks that direction from where that comes from. That'd be kind of cool. But again, you guys are amazing. Also, shop.amwenow.com. You can find all of our accessories, our sweatshirts and hoodies, our hats, tees, and tanks. Folks, you got to get them. We even have 28% off all statement tees. You know, like I'm voting for a convicted felon this November and do not comply. Also, vote 828. You can use that code and get a button, Save America button. That is so cool. Here's more great pictures of patriots wearing our gear.
We go. Welcome back. It is October 24th, 2024. We are about a week from Halloween, and we are talking about yet another hurricane coming up from the Caribbean, making its way towards Florida, and basically making landfall in the same exact spot as Hurricane Helene and Hurricane Milton. All right, and now the crazy part about this, my friends, get ready for this. Landfall is expected as of the data we have now on Election Day, November 5th or the 4th. And as you can see, it's western Florida, right near where Hurricane Milton and Hurricane Helene were both forecast to hit. I just want to say we have plenty of time for this to change, but for the last few days, I've been talking about this on X and showing these areas that are still prime for development of big hurricanes. And once again, my friends, here we are with another potential hurricane. And just the fact that this thing is showing on November 4th is going to put a lot of hype around this hurricane if it does continue to form. So I will obviously keep you updated on this storm from start to finish. But one thing we need to point out right now, as far as what this season has done, we are already the number three most costliest hurricane season on record. We are only third to two other seasons, which we may still be. And as you can see right here, we are at $151 billion.
So speaking of money when it comes to these hurricanes, wasn't aware of this, but also posted into thin air. Did you know in the show House of Cards, the shadow government uses a hurricane to force President Underwood, who is Kevin Spacey, to pay FEMA $10 billion. Yeah, pay FEMA. Or it will make landfall in the Carolinas. On top of that, the hurricane they use in the show is the model of Hurricane Helene from 1958. House of Cards, Season 4, Episode 8. Check this out.
How strong will it be when it hits?
Simulators say Cat 3, possibly Cat 4. Major devastation across a dozen states.
Yes, but some of these projections have it turning back to sea.
That's highly unlikely, sir.
Sir, FEMA's mission is to prepare for the worst. The disaster relief fund has been depleted by a third since you launched AmWorks.
That still leaves $2 billion.
Oh, for this storm? We need four times that. We need $8 billion minimum for bare bones preparation. Hundreds could die, maybe thousands.
Gentlemen, the hurricane under the DRF replenished.
We're prepared to allocate $10
billion. I was only going to ask for $8
billion. You sign the bill, you'll get the $10 billion. But no FEMA money or any other agency funds can be used for your jobs program again under any circumstances.
Don't politicize this. America Works and the hurricane are two separate issues.
Excuse me.
Mr. President, but you're the one that raided the DRF for political purposes.
So now Frank reluctantly signs the bill, knowing that giving the money to FEMA will end his jobs program. His jobs program's gone.
Francis, I know how hard this is.
It's out of my hands. I can't control the weather.
Join me for dinner?
He prepares for the landfall of a major hurricane.
Days once this hurricane hits, I need to get all the sleep I can. Have one of the stewards wake me when it hits the coast.
Francis.
Where did it make landfall?
It didn't. What? The hurricane turned.
It's due east now. It might hit Bermuda, but it'll dissipate quickly now that it's reaching colder water.
It looks like we dodged a bullet, Mr. President. I barely got the money in time for a halfway decent response.
How do we pull back on the bill?
Already been delivered to Congress and we put out a release.
There must be some parliamentary procedure that will nullify my signature.
Already checked with the White House Counsel. The bill is officially law and the money's already been appropriated.
FEMA is assisting thousands of evacuees returning to their homes. With the exception of some moderate flooding in Georgia due to rain from the Outer Bands, the rest of the eastern...
So what are the chances something like this would actually play out? In our own life, they always seem to tell you what they're up to. Just put it into TV series and movies and more. Another thing that, they kind of showed us was the vote count before the state stopped counting in 2020. Remember, before the 3 a.m. dump, President Trump was up in Pennsylvania, Michigan, Georgia, North Carolina, Michigan, and Wisconsin, and, just didn't look like there was any chance for him to lose whatsoever. And Trump ends up losing. Well, another thing that's going on is mail-in ballots voting for Trump. They appear to be destroyed by this election registrar employee in Bucks County, Pennsylvania. Remember, we just showed Bucks County, didn't we? A major battleground state. They were always going to cheat. So this guy opens them. He sees them, and if it's Trump, if he sees it, he says a bad word, and then he rips it. There you go. Recording for all to see. Every time it's a Trump ballot, he rips it up. And they're showing you exactly how they operate. Those are votes from Americans who paid their dues to this country and more, and they're saying, nah. We're not going to let you count those. Already happening major ways across our country. And if he doesn't get in, there are going to be major problems throughout this country. But I tell you what, America has had enough. And Tucker Carlson made a great speech the other day. If you guys missed it, it's absolutely brilliant. I think it was about 18 minutes long, but this part was absolutely phenomenal.
And the second reason you can't allow it is very familiar to anyone who has children, which is if you allow it, you will encourage more of it. If you allow people to get away with things that are completely over the top and outrageous, if you allow your two-year-old to smear the contents of his diapers on the wall of your living room and you do nothing about it, if you allow your 14-year-old to light a joint at the breakfast table, if you allow your hormone-addled 15-year-old daughter to, like, slam the door of her bedroom and give you the finger, you're going to get more of it. And those kids are going to wind up in rehab. It's not good for you, and it's not good for them. No. There has to be a point at which dad comes home. Yeah, that's right. Dad comes home. And he's pissed. Dad is pissed. He's not vengeful. He loves his children. Disobedient as they may be, he loves them. Because they're his children. They live in his house. But he's very disappointed in their behavior.
Pretty cool. And that gets everybody fired up. And then he goes on a rant about how to take care of those children. And so speaking of children and President Trump, listen to this.
Unlike the media will tell you, President Trump is very close with his children. They all love him. He calls them regularly.
No question.
I'll be on the phone with someone, and he'll be 5 minutes before he goes on stage to speak, and he's calling his kids, asking how they're doing, asking if they're watching, you know. So he is very close with his kids. And I think Barron, you know, he's in my age group. He knows who's popular at this time. He knows. So when he talks to his dad and he tells him, hey, I think you should go on with this guy, I think it'd be really great, his dad listens, and he's able to play a hand in that too. And he's very smart. He knows his history. He knows his politics. He's very educated, very, very well-mannered, very well-raised kid. He's a good kid for sure.
Yeah, all the way around, President Trump's getting praise. And it's good to hear that, you know, this side of him. We're always talking about politics and they're trying to call him Hitler and all this. And check out what happens when he calls in to a show, News Nation Town Hall. And J.D. Vance is there. And President Trump actually makes a call in to ask a question.
So, Senator, you're going to want to sit down for this one.
Oh, no.
Not unlike Beetlejuice, if you invoke the former president's names too many times in a row, he's going to want to weigh in on what is being said about him. And we have a call right now from former President Donald John Trump. He wants to weigh in. Mr. President, I know there's a little bit of a delay. Can you hear us? And what is your question for the senator?
Well, I can hear you, Chris, and I do have a question, and I think it'll be quite an interesting one. The answer should be easy. How brilliant is Donald J. Trump?
Take your time. Think about it.
Well, first of all, sir, this is supposed to be undecided voters. I would hope that I have your vote, of all people. But I... Here's first of all, sir, of course, you're very brilliant, and we both agree. We both agree that it's important to have very smart people running our government. But here's the thing about President Trump that, aside of you, sir, if you'll forgive me, for telling this story, that I think often people don't see. And of course, I got my beautiful wife here in the front row. And one of my favorite moments with President Trump is we were hosting an event for him at near our home in Cincinnati a few months ago. And of course, you know, my wife was a little bit nervous to really, you know, talk to the president of the United States. And he asked her, what do you think about your husband being in public service? And she gives, if you know my wife, a very diplomatic answer. You know, sir, he really cares about the people of Ohio. He's thrilled to be able to serve them. And I'm happy to support him however I can. And President Trump chuckles and goes, yeah, my wife hates it too. And the thing that it did is it just immediately broke the barrier. And it wasn't the former president. It was just a person talking to my wife. And I think you guys were able to have a nice conversation. But that ability to relate to anybody in any environment, I think that's the true brilliance of Donald J. Trump.
That's very nice, and I appreciate it.
Pretty amazing. The guy who didn't have a good family traits. Of course, he borrowed two children using his husband, Michael, would be Obama. They came up with a great way, in their opinion, I would say great for them because they thought they were smart and would get by with it. But they figured out how to use Obamacare for child trafficking. Check this out.
What if I told you Obamacare was set up for one reason and one reason only, and that's to traffic children? Obamacare. It's the only reason it was set up. What if I told you that they invested so much money, they built three supercomputers in the university in Austin, Texas, that a mother can go to her gynecologist, find out that she's pregnant, and the moment he puts in the code, the child traffickers are following that mother, their pregnancy, they know whether she's going to get an abortion, whether she has a live birth, they follow the kid through the first few years of school, they know if it's got blonde hair, blue eyes, or red hair, green eyes, or whatever. And what if they got blood type, DNA, all your medical records? So Obamacare coding system removed doctor-patient confidentiality from the United States and the world. Don't think it just happened here.
Who thought about that, huh? Set that up, get your information put in there, they can track your children, they know who they are, what they look like, where you live, and more. That's how sick those people are. Trump knows that. And he knows that our country is in big trouble financially also. He also was highlighted on New York Times. Trump flirts with the ultimate tax cut, no income taxes at all. The former president has repeatedly praised a period in American history when there was no income tax and the country relied on tariffs to fund the government. Probably relied on more than that. Probably relied on a system that wasn't being robbed by the Federal Reserve. Probably more than just we can imagine. But, you know, it's interesting that this would come out, and you would think that something like that would make every single person in the United States say, okay, I've had enough. I don't care how much I love Kamala, I'm going to vote for this guy and get my income taxes gone, out the door. Other things playing out is in our money world would be that silver went up 9% last week. Billionaire investor was making bets against the Federal Reserve. That's right. Another bank shuts down and states are $811 billion in debt. We talked about all this in an interview that's going to be happening this Sunday. You don't want to miss it with me and Dr. Kirk Elliott. We get into all types of information, especially with the banks failing and more on this investment against the Federal Reserve. Check out this clip. You're going to love it.
Earlier to me was this drunken Miller says that he's shorting the U.S. Treasuries with a record-setting 20% of his portfolio. He knows what's about to happen. Interest rates could double from here. So what's going on with this?
Okay, so to me, this is like the scariest news story of the year. And who's Stanley Druckenmiller?
Yeah,
well, he's a billionaire investor, head of a big, huge, massive, basically wealth fund, a hedge fund, and he's been kind of outspoken in the past. He's been on TV a ton in the past, and he's kind of like this go to guy. So what's going to happen, right? So. But he's a billionaire investor. He's done very well for himself and for all of the people in his company. But
so you're going to want to hear this answer. AmWeKnow.com/gold. You can reach out to Dr. Kirk Elliott and you can talk to him yourself or their staff. It's amazing. But you don't want to miss this interview, folks. It's got a lot of information packed in there. So speaking of big business and money, here's what the media won't tell you about why Mark Milley is bashing Trump. He cashed out on his military service to become a senior advisor to J.P. Morgan, which partnered with BlackRock on a $15 billion fund to rebuild Ukraine. Yeah. DC Drano even piped in, wow, even I'm shocked by this flagrant level of corruption. General Mark Milley, who bashes Trump and made our military woke, is now a senior advisor at J.P. Morgan. The same Ukraine that General Milley helped destroy is working for Biden. NATO. This is why Trump is winning. Americans are sick of this swamp. And that's why they need these wars so they can destroy things and then they come up with contracts so they can fill their pockets. It's interesting, right? General goes in, brings in all kinds of warmonging type of stuff, and he says, all right, now that we've done that, I'm going to help the cleanup process and I'm going to make a bunch of money. Yeah. Seems like Kash Patel has been explaining what President Trump did to eliminate corruption in the military.
They were exposed by the president. Remember, these guys begged to work in the Trump administration. Right. Milley, Kelly, Esper, all of them. And then when President Trump restored the civilian chain of command that the Constitution requires and President Washington set for us, they got ticked off. When he took away their nest egg in the defense industrial complex, and he said, no, I, the commander-in-chief, run the Department of Defense under civilian authorities invested in me in the Constitution.
Right.
They got really ticked off. And then he started looking into the corruption and saying, what's all these million, billion-dollar contracts, all your friends in DOD, and why is this revolving door keep opening and shutting? What happened to not having a politicized national command authority? He exposed it all, and now they're coming back with more made-up stories about Vanessa Guillen tragically digging up that and calling Trump Hitler, and that's all they got left. If Kamala Harris wants to make a press conference at the White House of the United States in the waning days of the campaign and put out vitriol, then America knows exactly the type of commander-in-chief she's going to be.
Mm-hmm. Which she will not, hopefully, be at all. We're hoping this movie's going to end soon. Dan Scavino, thanks to Ultra MAGA Dean Erickson, was coming in hot on Thursday night with a huge calm. Dan Scavino's ex posted to President Trump wrapping up in Las Vegas, Nevada, in a 32-second video of President Trump wrapping up his rally in Vegas with a timestamp of 12:16, which is 0016 military time. So there's that clip, 32-second clip. And then you go over here, 32 on the Intel board, maybe one day, but it can't go slow. The initial wave will be fast and meaningful. It will send a signal to others immediately, and you will see the tide turn. Not even the mainstream media can hide, and rest assured, some will be jailed as deep cover agents. The 16, of course,
for military time. Get the popcorn Friday and Saturday. We'll deliver on the MAGA promise. This was given out to us on October 31st, 2017. Could we be looking at another, you know, close to that date, October 31st? Interesting, right? POTUS knows he must clean house government in order to free up and demonstrate who has authority in order to pass important legislation. This was always the priority. Remember, AG Sessions cannot look like an impartial player that is out to get all former Obama team members, as we need him for other important work. All will come into focus, and for anyone to think POTUS is not in control is kidding themselves. He is 100% insulated with zero risk of impeachment. It's a fact. All right, I'm glad we got that one out there. Wanted to cover a few more things as we look at, let's see, how about old Bill Clinton making comments about Carrie Lake, and she took advantage of that.
Running against someone who is physically attractive.
And then, yes.
He said that they're running against somebody who's physically attractive. He's talking about Carrie Lake. Carrie had something to say about that.
And then yesterday, I actually woke up this morning and I found out yesterday one of the more familiar Democrats was in town, and his name is Bill Clinton. Hold on. I found out he actually paid me a compliment. He was here campaigning for Ruben Gallego, my cop-hating, open borders, anti-woman opponent. And Bill Clinton, he paid me a compliment. He said I was physically attractive. I woke up to this news this morning. First of all, you know what? As a middle-aged woman, I'm flattered. I'm flattered, okay? I don't get those kind of compliments every day. Two, I thought I was a little too old for him. Doesn't he like interns?
Wow.
Three,
doesn't he like interns?
I'm happily married to my husband, Jeff, who's right down here. The love of my life.
That's and good four, to have a good laugh.
Nobody in their right mind wants to cross Hillary Clinton. It's just dangerous.
Ooh, throwing those the truth serum out to the audience. I want to cross old the Clintons, boy. They get in big trouble. Speaking of crossing, folks, does anybody remember that time that two undercover journalists exposed that Planned Parenthood was selling aborted baby body parts? And the California Attorney General prosecuted the journalists while protecting Planned Parenthood? That attorney general was Kamala Harris. Maybe that's why she's getting rewarded this opportunity to, you know, she was the vice president and running for president. Insane. The black woman, Beverly Hills, rips apart Kamala Harris for getting sentenced to 3 years for praying in front of an abortion clinic. So she not only did that to the journalist, she goes after you if you pray in front of one of the clinics.
BLM people out here burning down cities, mm-hmm, and didn't even get 3 years. Right? This woman, all she did was pray in front of a abortion clinic, mm-hmm, and she's getting 3 years.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
From her.
So she's yelling Black Lives Matter out here. They didn't get any really big issues for burning down the city, but somebody gets 3 years in prison because they prayed in front of a Planned Parenthood clinic.
Family.
Oh, this just goes to show y'all how much y'all vote. Vote is so important. Y'all have to vote.
The vote is important.
Y'all cannot let Kamala get in. That's Kamala's administration. That woman who sentenced me, that's Kamala's administration. This is what Kamala has been doing the whole time before she ever became, which as soon as she touched foot as an AG in San Fran, she was putting people under the jail. She gets a joy out of that. She don't care about you being separate from your family. She don't care about none of that. This is the epitome of Jezebel. This is a feminist movement. And now you're watching the vibe between women and men because you're starting to see, like, these women, they don't care about America first. These women, they get this power and they operate from emotion. And they don't care about America. They don't care about nothing. They don't care about a person's life. They'll accuse a guy of raping a second for a check. They'll tarnish their name, tarnish their character. These women have, we've allowed these women in power to become out of control. And any woman who is a leader that is not power pressed will understand exactly what I'm saying.
Yep. That's information that continues to just amaze all of us. James Woods said, just toss these freaks to the curb once and for all and make America simply America again. Those freaks, you're looking at the pictures on your screen, were all representatives of the Democrat Party for the past 4 years, put in charge in many areas, many of them men behaving as women. Here we go.
The story the country tells itself about reality has flipped. None of the normal people are supporting the Democratic machine. Tim Walz is supporting the Democratic machine. A man you would never allow to babysit your own children. That's the archetype. It's the party of weirdos, of envy, of hate, of resentment, of bitterness, of weakness, of a total lack of creativity. It's a party of conformity. It's a party of the machine, where it doesn't matter who the candidate is because individuals are immaterial. All that matters is the collective. That's the Soviet model. And opposing them is the rest of the country, slowly waking up to the fact that these people have no moral authority whatsoever. They have no legitimacy in a democracy where the government must rule by the consent of the governed. They have no consent. And the way that they've treated this country over the past 4 years is the most shocking thing I've ever seen in 55 years. To allow millions of people, mostly young men with no skills and no English, into our country illegally, and then fly them around at our expense and give them phones and put them on welfare programs that no American citizen can get. It is the most insulting. Yeah, boo. But it's worse than boo. That's the biggest crime in the history of the United States of America. And it takes incredible stones, incredible gall for the people who did that to stand up there on a stage and give you a lecture about how you're immoral. It's too much. And so that's the second important thing about this election, okay? The first is every person in this room needs to understand you are not in a despised minority. You are in an incredibly gentle and tolerant majority who put up with this crap for way too long. As they insulted not only you, but the memory of your ancestors who died for this country. They tore down statues to their memory. People have never built anything in their lives. They went out of their way to humiliate you and spit on you and the graves of your ancestors. And that's not an exaggeration. They did that. And this country is so nice. It's so polite. It's so thoughtful and empathetic and sweet. It's the kind of country that loves dogs and gives directions to strangers that we put up with it for 4 years. But we can't anymore. We just can't.
I've had enough. It makes me wonder if these freaks that we're looking at, right, some Americans, probably all American citizens, if they're going to be rounded up. Some folks look at this deal where the Pentagon authorized the military to use deadly force against American citizens with DOD Directive 5240.01, but you still think, you know, many people think that this might be negative. How about looking at it from a different context? What if the Q posts told us, right, that these folks, these evil ones, are going to be taken down? Right? True. Stormy Joe said, I'm thankful for the Q posts for many reasons. One of them is it wasn't for Q posts, I might have thought this whacked view that Obama's calling the shots and the military is about to be unleashed on conservatives. But thankfully, I've read and more importantly, I've understood who's in control. Do you believe HRC, Soros, Obama, etc., have more power than Trump? Fantasy. And I believe Trump when he says in some ways that he's in his second term. I believe DJT when he puts out a hat that says 45-47, patriots are in full control. Folks, you know, we talk about Q and some of you say, well, I don't want to hear about that anymore. That's something that's just conspiracy. Really? You know, what's interesting is I tell you all the time that the mainstream media was allowed to do nothing but negative reporting on the Q board. But they don't like free speech where you can bring somebody in to give their point of view. They scream over you if you prove them wrong because they're part of this whole thing of being exposed by Q. That's why they have to knock it down all the time.
And so remember, when you're looking at these things play out, when the Pentagon authorizes military to use force against American citizens, what if those citizens, the American citizens, are the ones that are trafficking children? What if those are the ones that are out there part of the gang system or part of the system of being paid to bring the children into the country and do evil acts? What if they're the politicians? What if they are part of the 500,000 sealed indictments? Nearly 500,000. And so that 45-47 was put out by Dan Scavino Jr. Remember, it's not 45, 47. 45 being the 45th president, President Trump, comma 47. He'll be 47th. It's 45-47 en route to a rally in Vegas. And D.C. Lidstone catches stuff. When they put out this video, it was 47 second video, 45-47. With the sky, beautiful, beautiful painted sky, right? And when you go to 47, you can paint the picture based solely on the questions asked. Be vigilant today and expect a major false flag. Pretty cool, these connections. That's why I love them. Keeps our sanity and keeps us from living in fear. We have nothing to fear, folks. And we're going to end with this today.
It's always bad, but I'm here today with a message of hope for all Americans. And with your vote in this election, we will end inflation. We, all of us together, we will stop the invasion. And we will bring back the American dream, something you haven't heard about 4 years. Think about it. 4 years ago, we had no inflation. We were energy independent. We were strong as hell. Nobody was playing games with us. Nobody was threatening us. The Middle East wasn't fighting. Russia wasn't going into Ukraine. They never would have gone. What a shame. What a mess we are in. The world, the whole world is in a mess. And nuclear war with incompetent people looms. Don't kid yourself. We've never been so close. Our country is being crippled and destroyed by Kamala Harris. And Biden, but he's like not even the president. I mean, what's going on with this guy? You know, we're supposed to be talking about the president. We're talking about the vice president who got no votes. Whether you like him or not, I'm not a big fan, as you probably know. But, you know, we had a debate. He didn't do particularly well. I wouldn't say it was the greatest. It was not Winston Churchill. Do we agree? The late, great Winston Churchill, who was a great debater, this was not. But he didn't do well, but he went down. And they should have let him. I mean, get 14 million votes. She got no votes. And now she's imploding worse than him. She's actually imploding, if you take a look. Because, look, I'm not supposed to say it, but we are leading by so much.
We're leading by so much. Not supposed to say it, but we are. And remember, we have to stay in prayer. Remember, we live in a strange time, a strange system, but we're finally there, folks. 2024, so close to this election. We've been waiting for a long time. And we just have to stay alert, vigilant, in prayer, and know that God's in control at all times.
For nothing is secret that shall not be made manifest, neither anything hid that shall not be known and come abroad.
Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you once again for how you continue to take care of us. Listen to our prayers as we come boldly before your throne with requests. Some of us are even mumbling our prayers, not knowing what to say, but you know our hearts. You know exactly what's going on in our minds, what we're thinking of, how we're going about our daily lives, either in fear or in compassion or in joy. We definitely need your support. Without you, we can do absolutely nothing, and we know that. We need continued protection over President Trump, his family, those in the front lines, those that are out there like RFK Jr., Tucker Carlson, Tulsi Gabbard, Vivek, Charlie Kirk, all these guys that seem to be on the front lines, hated by a group of people that are very, very evil, many of them demon-possessed. We know that we pray for protection. These witches will not be able to have the power they think they have. For you are in control of all. And we ask that you continue to wake up this nation and bring them close to your son, Jesus Christ, for it's in his name we pray. Amen. Folks, thank you for your continued support, for watching these videos and hitting that subscribe button and sharing with others. It's really cool to watch this growth. Without you, without your prayers, we wouldn't be here. So just a huge thank you. Hopefully you have a wonderful weekend as we go about our days and just continue to watch these rallies. For now, this LT saying Semper Fi with Them We Know.
It's so thoughtful and empathetic and sweet. It's the kind of country that loves dogs and gives directions to strangers that we put up with it for 4 years. But we can't anymore. We just can't.